Let's do the best of speed jokes, shall we? You send them in all week long. On Fridays, we try and pick the best one. Here's joke of the week number one. If you think lima beans are good, you should try literally any other food. That may be my favorite. But let's see what joke of the week number two is. I was at a bar Saturday night, and a man got his nipple pierced right in front of me. On a related note, I'm terrible at darts. Our jokes of the week are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number three. This is true. You can never lose a homing pigeon. If it doesn't come back, you lost a regular pigeon. Joke of the week number four. I've lost some weight by wearing bread on my head, Dan.
Really?
Yeah. It's a new loaf hat diet I'm trying. See a guy walking around with some sourdough on his melon. Joke of the week number five. My cousin's a fisherman, and get this, he's dating a mermaid.
Where'd he meet her?
Online. Get it? Online? Here's joke of the week number six. I hate spelling errors. You mix up two letters and your whole post is urined. Hey, Dave.
Yes. North.
That's kind of a smarty pants joke. Here's joke of the week number seven. I heard these train derailments are being caused by defective wheels made by one particular company. I'm wondering if that's the same company that makes the shopping carts at Jewel. Joke of the week number eight. When my dad was unemployed, he used to hide money in the bushes in our garden. He went on to become a successful hedge fund manager. Here's joke of the week number nine. I got arrested for stealing a full set of encyclopedias. I said to the police, wait, I can explain everything.
Everything.
Yeah, we got that, John. Thank you. Okay, here's our smarty pants jokes number 10. A guy hit me with a block of sodium chloride yesterday. I said, hey, fella, that's assault. Someone threw sodium hydroxide at me. Actually, they didn't. That's a lie. See the things you learn listening to speed jokes? A major speed jokes announcement on Thursday. A major speed jokes announcement on Thursday. You'll want to be listening. Joke of the week number 11.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray an English teacher, and John Williams will star as his pupil.
John, I'm afraid you're flunking English.
That's impossible. Joke number 12.
John, I think you only hear what you want to hear.
Sure, I'll have a beer. 3.2 seconds. Joke of the week, and that might have been long. Joke of the week number 13. Do you have any books by Shakespeare?
Sure, which one?
William. That's another less than 4 second joke. Kind of proud of that fact. Here's our final joke of the week. Dave, Northwestern is playing its first game of the tournament out west in Walla Walla.
I think you got that wrong, John. And where's Walla Walla?
It's between Ting Tang and Bing Bang.